In this bulletin, warnings by the New South Wales Premier that the state's coronavirus outbreak probably hasn't reached its peak. Lebanon's president calls for international support a year on from the Beirut blast. And in sport, Australian Peter Boll narrowly misses out on a medal in the 800-metre final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian warns the state's coronavirus outbreak probably hasn't reached its peak. 233 cases of community transmission were recorded on Wednesday, with Ms Berejiklian saying 47 of those were in the community for their entire infectious period. Two more people in the state have died from COVID-19, a man in his 20s and a woman in her 80s, bringing the death toll of the current seven-week outbreak to 17. Victorian health authorities have confirmed a new COVID-19 case detected in the state is a teacher at a school in Melbourne's Outer West. Altaqua College in Truganina has been closed for cleaning, and all staff and students have been told to get tested and isolate until further notice. The source of the teacher's infection is under investigation, and their household contacts are being urgently tested. Western Australian authorities say they're concerned a COVID-positive fly-in, fly-out worker may have been infectious in the community over the past few weeks. The man was at Perth Airport at the same time as a confirmed case from Queensland and has since returned a very weak positive test result, followed by a negative one. He had COVID-19 in March last year, and authorities suspect that if he did acquire the virus again, he potentially wasn't infectious at all. Health Minister Roger Cook says the man's partner and one of his very close work contacts have so far tested negative.
There's no reason to believe that this will lead to a lockdown, but there is very much cause for concern. And as a result of that, we are asking all people who are at the airport on those particular dates, the 20th and the 27th, in those between 4 and 6, or before 4 and 7, and those people who are at those exposure sites, which are on the Healthy WA website, to get themselves tested and to isolate until they return a negative result.
The World Health Organization is calling for a halt on COVID-19 vaccine boosters until at least the end of September, as the gap between vaccinations in wealthy and poor countries widens. High-income countries administered about 50 doses for every 100 people in May, and that number has since doubled, according to the WHO. Dr. Bruce Aylward, senior advisor to the Director General at the WHO, says all people needed to be protected from the Delta variant, not just those in high-income countries.
And if we continue to put strain on vaccines by now going into third, fourth doses or whatever in areas that already have high coverage, we just will not be able to catch up. So really it's a call again for that global solidarity to achieve the coverage we need to have the biggest possible public health impact and get the world out of this crisis as rapidly as possible.
Lebanon's President Michel Aoun has called for assistance and support 1 year after the massive explosion at Beirut's port. Speaking during an international conference aimed at raising hundreds of millions of dollars in aid, Mr. Aoun said he was committed to holding those responsible for the blast to account.
Lebanon is currently going through the hardest times, a record poverty rate, the COVID-19 pandemic, a severe shortage of drugs. There is no doubt that Lebanon needs every assistance and support from the international community after the determining needs and priorities, notably badly needed humanitarian, social and health assistance.
Some 218 people were killed, another 6,000 were injured, and 300,000 were left homeless when 2,750 tonnes of improperly stored ammonium nitrate exploded in one of the warehouses at the city's port in August 2020. Stolen Generation survivors in the territories will be compensated through a $378.6 million redress scheme for Indigenous children forcibly taken from their families. Survivors from the Northern Territory, ACT and Jervis Bay Territory will be able to apply for a one-off $75,000 payment in recognition of harm caused. Additional $7,000 payments will be available to help individuals get support for their trauma. People can apply for the federal government scheme from March 1, 2022 until February 28, 2026. to sport now, and Australian Peter Boll has finished fourth in the 800-metre final, just missing out on an Olympic medal. Boll's finishing time of 1 hour 45 minutes and 92 seconds was less than a second behind gold medalist Emmanuel Kipkori-Koriou. Now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, it's sunny and 19. Adelaide, a shower or 2 and 15. Melbourne, light showers, 15 degrees. Hobart, cloudy and 14. Canberra, similar conditions, 14 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy and 20. Sydney, much the same, 19. Newcastle, partly cloudy as well and 21. Brisbane, sunny and 21. Cairns, similar conditions, 26. And Darwin, less humid and sunny, 33 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala. This is SBS News.